What is it that you want out of getting this task accomplished? You better think about these things very, very carefully. And I don't want an answer in this room. But I want people to start thinking about their commission. And then I want you to start thinking about, after the commission, what? We are trying to turn a world around. What is taking place is taking place under the shelter of a total fabricated program to keep you in security and get this thing done. You've got to decide what you're going to do about it. If we're going to complain about the little things and what might have happened to me or what I might not have gotten, and it isn't going to work.
Well, I have to say that in the writings over the last few weeks, harping on our unacceptable attitudes, I have found that most of the attitude coming through the writings, from my standpoint, are completely unacceptable and unworthy of a person of your position and stature. And I resent that kind of negative and adversarial input into what should be a much higher level of information transmission.
And your attitudes, opinions, actions, and so forth have been pure?
I never said that.
Then how can you judge?
I'm just letting you know how I perceive and how I feel about what I am receiving on this end.
Well, then you better consider this very carefully in this room. Because if that is your attitude, then you are absolutely no use here, are you?
Well, I've already decided to go back home, if that's any indication.
Rick, I've noticed from onset you are a runaway person. And this is something you're going to have to grow up and mature. You cannot run away every time you're confronted. And you can always do what is usually done, and that's blame somebody else, like the writings, or, well, I believe it's tainted. You better look at the job.
Well, I've had days to look at the job, and I've had days to analyze the situation, and I see it still as financially irresponsible to stay.
That's up to you. And suddenly I get no input.
That's troubled me greatly also. It's very costly, and I'm not producing that much that I'm aware of. And that troubles me. It's not good management to me.
Go ahead and read.
EJ, stay on the business papers for general information. We are going to measure up to what is expected of us, and we will see what happens after our 10-day ultimatum and whether or not we are going to have to mutiny just to get control of our paper. What does that mean?
What does it say? I want your perception.
Well, I have an image of Doris throwing a tantrum, if you must know. Reading that sentence, that's what the image I get. As for Rick's pay, stop.
No! We're not going to pass that. Read the paragraph again.
EJ, stay on the business papers for general information.
What does that mean?
That means keep writing.
About what?
Economics, what we're doing, our goal.
Well, then what's so hard to understand about that?
Nothing.
Doesn't that also infer I would like it in the paper?
Sure.
To run with these other things so that as we do begin to receive, there is an understanding of what we're doing.
problem.
All right, now read on.
We're going to measure up to what is expected of us, and we'll see what happens after our 10-day ultimatum, and whether or not...
All right, stop right there. What is the 10-day ultimatum?
That's produce money in the next 10 days.
From when?
From, what, a week ago? I noted it in my calendar.
Aren't you about up? Like this week?
Thursday. 2 days.
Do you see money in their hands in 2 days?
Not likely.
Now read the next sentence. And see what that has to do with Doris.
See what happens after 10 days ultimatum and whether or not we are going to have to mutiny just to get control of our paper.
How do you get control back? What is the or, Ebbs? What have you been threatened with? You get money to me on my schedule in 10 days, or what? And what have you got afterwards? Who is going to pay for the paper? Or are you just going to throw it away? Run away, run away. Not my problem. I don't have any money. I won't face it. But Doris is just having a tantrum. Doris, in her human form, has had to face disaster after disaster after insult after impact. I don't think this would even be worthy of a tantrum, and neither do I care for things to be said like Doris reacted violently. And that came directly from Rick to Ed. Doris does not react violently. If she did, she would have already broken every piece of furniture in this room. Doris tries to get along and love you and appreciate you. And now, once again, let's all throw the rocks on top of her grave. No, it isn't okay. And when I say if we have to mutiny, that means that we don't supply the funding and let Mr. Young do what we asked him to do 4 months ago, and that was ask for help.
That's a clear statement.
Go on, please.
As for Rick's pay, stop this. Rick should be insisting that his pay is made and covered by contact, and today that means Dr. Young is to see to it. He works with and for contact, not Eckers. We are meeting our obligations to the travel, so I suggest Rick on his own, or Sananda from Rick will not sell today. Get something worth reading in that paper as a foreign journalist. We either take back our property or forget that old second coming to regain God's property. Or you're going to be considered idiots, not prophets, as you do this irrational performance of pouting and dodging responsibility. I'm pretty hard on you because I know you can do this job, and confound it, you seem to have forgotten your capabilities. What of Charles? Well, he's been seen with Rick. Get out there, and if you have to explain, then explain that you can't possibly travel alone. And Charles is considered an elder commentator who writes under a pen name. Or do whatever you want. But if you want success to add to your life's journeys, friends, you're going to have to do something. For as is, it is slipping away as you wait. Get your visas extended or not as you see fit. But Dharma is staying right here in Manila and possibly other places. I would assume that EJ would likewise share that duty. There is plenty to do, so stop the nonsense and get at it. The more you are seen around these business places at Pau, Kalea, phone companies, even the mayors or townships, the more credible becomes your sheltering cover. Be creative. Get creative.
Now, what do we not understand so that I can get on with my business? You might be surprised. This very day, I, Commander Hatton, that you question and not questioned in Brunei, and I have top-level meetings with them there. And I am not going to sit here to explain to you so that we can blow it for our adversary in this room. And since we can't understand the writings, because they are so difficult to understand, then we do have an impasse. But I am going right on with our business. And I want this in the paper. I want it sent. And I don't care how you do it. I want that paper run 4 more times with that public notice in it. Any other question about my position, you will have to work out yourself. And you might start trying your own connections upstairs. Because you are hung up long before you get up there. And I am not going to render my receiver totally useless. I can isolate her so that there is absolutely no talk and you don't have to agree with her. But this is what happens. Familiarity breeds contempt. And you refuse to look at the point while you pay all this attention to distractions. You didn't come over here for the paper. You didn't come over here for the farm. You didn't come over here to meet everybody else's demands on you. You came over here to get those contracts validated and begin to reverse the trend into total captivity of a globe under this economic system. And I've worked out the details so that I don't even make enemies of your enemies. But you're going to trash me and trash my receiver. So that, gentleman, is up to you. You decide whatever the hell it is you want to do, and do it. But don't, after the fact, come and say, Commander said to do this. I am saying to do one thing today, and that is get that agreement off and started running in the paper, and everything else in that paper you can quibble about until next Friday, a week from this one. Do whatever you want to do. But don't give me a bunch of silly excuses of why you're doing it. You better have a damn good reason. Because the problem is to relate to why you came in the first place. And now why you feel the need to go. Because nothing, absolutely nothing has changed. Except that you're farther along. And you are just about to success. Be careful you don't blow it. Because some people have really blown it.
May I say something?
Yes.
I don't feel that my stand here is economically responsible, and that's the basic reason why I'd like to go also to visit Scott. I've not been holding up my visiting with him. I understood he took a little turn for the worse a few days ago. My presence may or may not help. I can't do anything beyond that. But I don't like sitting around in a room, you know, doing not very much. And I'm not turned on by these propositions of talking to Pal and Pelea and all of those people. They have a real mental mindset against it's too good to be true type situation. And I know it's going to work out. I'm betting on Manny. I always have. Since I found out that you liked him. Well, he's okay with me.
But if I'm not real, how can you possibly believe him?
Well, that's my only hope. So if both of you are real, you don't have a problem. Your mission will be accomplished.
That's right.
And I don't have to sit here in this room for a month to wait to find out if it is or not. I'll go back and go on and do what I can to be helpful. I'll not badmouth nobody. I don't ever do that except when I've slipped bad. But I'm going to watch that more closely now. But I just want to go and relieve the financial load here. The bills are going up and we're not putting out more contracts. People are looking at it and saying, yeah. And another week goes by and another week goes by. I'd just like to leave and go back there and do what I can, help whatever way possible, which is all I've done as far as I know. Just be a helper in your program. But sitting here doesn't seem to cut it. $725 a week plus don't seem right to me. And I'd like to go visit Scott. It's 6 months since I've been up there. Seems appropriate. That seems appropriate for me to do that.
Well, I just want to say something here. There's been the same 6 months for everybody.
Oh, sure. Question about that.
And we can all go. All of you can go. I will still get it done. I'll get it done. But you're the ones who agreed to do it.
Well, I agreed to come for 3 weeks.
Oh, well, absolutely.
It said stretch a little bit, but...
Let's have another ultimatum.
No, but not to be reasonable. Isn't that a reasonable statement? Not an ultimatum. I thought it through as good as I can, and I feel comfortable going. And if I begin to feel comfortable, then I feel that it's okay. My conscience is saying, well, okay. And I do feel comfortable with that decision.
Well, I'm telling
for my
you,
reasons.
All of you right now, that we will be writing more contracts. And therefore, I want every piece of equipment that we need at our disposal, including the right for two people to authorize these contracts. And I know that you think that Manny is very apt to come back here and all the paperwork will be done and you can just issue a few contracts and go home and that will be fine. But I want everything left here so that we can get our job done. And this splits the board of directors right down the middle. So any two can do this. And we better get a resolution to that effect. Now, EJ, we've heard nothing from you.
I've been moaning land all morning, so I think that's not a correct statement.
Not in here, where others can participate.
I have participated. What do you mean, any two directors? Are you suggesting that Rick and Charles be authorized to issue deeds?
No.
Independently of Doris and EJ?
No, but what are you going to do when you're sitting here and they're back in the States?
Well, are they going to be issuing deeds, or are you suggesting that EJ and Doris be authorized? What you've said is any two directors. I want that clarified, please.
No. You clarify it. Whoever is left here to deal in Southeast Asia must be able to give valid deeds.
Perfectly reasonable.
All right. We'll just need a resolution, and that's something that I can do.
You've still got a lot of things going in Malaysia. Just because things don't flow back to you, you immediately feel it's off. Well, you're going to have quite a lot of business deeds to be issued. And maybe we won't decide to go that way. But my understanding was that's why you were here, so that we could handle these transactions. And that's no longer the case. Therefore, you get it covered so that I can make my own meetings, please. I'm running on your time in this part of the world. And that means, EJ, get over to the visa office yourself so that we can get that cleared up and our extensions made.
All right.
Before they go, and there's a great deal of trouble just getting over there and finding the time to do it.
I already have the application forms.
Thank you.
Yesterday.
Thank you.
Enough to handle.
Will you gentlemen be able to take care of that car when you get back?
We're going to talk about that.
I wanted to talk to EJ about that today. See, what does he recommend? I would recommend that we carry the ticket or whatever it is for it back and then work out. So what do we do about it? You've got to turn in the ticket to clear it.
Well, you'll need the ticket, and you'll need to have the authority and enough room on one of those American Expresses to pay the bill. EJ has been...
Express will handle that bill. I don't know.
We've asked for those others to be paid. They should be paid by the time you will need it. For EJ and Dorma to get back home, maybe that some arrangement should be made to get the car back from Tehachapi to Chuck, and then he can meet the incoming airline when they go home.
That's a good suggestion.
We could send him to do it if all of you were going to be here even any time past the middle of March. And no, I'm not going to promise that you can get out of here. You came. You came willing to serve. And if it means another month and another month and another month, as long as you can get extensions to get it accomplished, we're going to do it. You will have one chance in this area. One chance. And if we don't get this validated over here, you may as well forget it, because it will then be carried over to the Middle East, and that union won't dare use it. We have to go through with what we're doing here, under the shelter of the IMF and the World Bank, etc., working down through that central bank and through Manny's. We'll just call it Manny's plan, because he's been sucked into it. All of the other that you're hearing, even from Manny, is pure BS. They're working our way through Gaudi to make it logical so that things can be accomplished without it showing how they're doing it. And we don't care what they do with their portion. And we may have to dump it into Gaudi's foundation or into global community, at which point we have to be able to handle deeds to either enter them in some of these other corporations and issue them out of there. And yes, we can handle it. We certainly can handle it. But not if we don't have all of the templates, all of the seals, all of everything. We have to have everything. We have depended upon one another to do some of these things. And I hope that you don't think so little of yourself that you think your absence won't make a difference, because it will. It will make everything more difficult. The only thing it won't do is save you money. And I don't notice any willingness to do much of anything other than go home to save money. So we have to get past that one too. We do not deal in what you would like to hear from me. You will deal with what is. And then you can figure out whatever you want to think about me. But I will remind you, if you had just done some of the things I asked you to do, you would not be having the problem you're having today. And I do need to be gone. Is this not something now that you can handle without my presence?
Well, I feel better.
So do I. Hold on.
EJ, do you have anything before I take my leave?
No, thank you.
Go in peace, gentlemen. You're all nursing wounds before you've been wounded. Believe me, these are battle scars that will fade. You have created the miracle. I don't want you to know what miracle you have created, because I don't want you telling it. But whether you go or whether you stay, it's been done. It's been accomplished.
Well, the mission complete if I go.
I'm not going to answer that for you. I will not answer your personal questions. These are things that you must do. Just be sure whatever you do is for the right reasons. And then it doesn't really matter whether you believe in Aton, Haton, God, Sananda, or anyone. That's up to you, with your soul. So if all you can come up with is having served in a mission, that's sufficient for me. I don't want you bending, scraping, bowing, and groveling. I'm your teammate. Your soul is up to you and God. The world is going to change. And you better believe that. Or, if we fail, it won't. Because we have it. We have that final key. Salud.
Salud.
A little bit.
Nope.